Now this breaking news. The White House this evening declassified and released portions of a much-discussed intelligence briefing that President Bush received before the September 11th attacks. That briefing, in August of 2001, warned that al-Qaeda was determined to strike within the United States. And that briefing figured large in this week's testimony by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice before the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Pam Fessler is following this story and joins me on the line now. Pam, how specific were the warnings about al-Qaeda that the president received that August?
Actually, Cheryl, they were not that specific. Most of the report, most of this intelligence brief, it's only a page and a half long. Most of it does include information that's historical, information about what al-Qaeda and what intelligence officials think al-Qaeda had been planning over the previous years. To illustrate their intent and determination to strike inside the United States. However, at the end of this classified report, there are just a little addendum, a reference that says, nevertheless, FBI information since that time, talking about the late 1990s, indicates patterns of suspicious activity in this country consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attacks, including recent surveillance of federal buildings in New York. Let me just continue a little bit more. It says the FBI is conducting approximately 70 full field investigations throughout the U.S. That are bin Laden-related. And then it also adds CIA and the FBI are investigating a call to our embassy in the United Arab Republic in May, saying that a group of bin Laden supporters was in the U.S. planning attacks with explosives. Now, I just got off the phone with a background briefing with a senior White House official. They said, in fact, that there was this an anonymous call at May 15th to the U.S. Embassy, as the report says, talking about the possibility that bin Laden might use explosives inside the United States. The official emphasized that there was no specific information about a time and a place, and that on May 17th, 2 days after the call was received, the counterterrorism group inside the White House was convened, and that a representative of the State Department, Department of Defense, FBI, and other officials, and they investigated and followed up on this call. At the time the president had this briefing in August, they still had not determined whether or not it was legitimate, but they say they have since concluded that it was not at all related to 9/11. However, it does sort of raise one's suspicions that something imminent might have been about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Pam, we only have about a minute left. Some portions of this briefing were blacked out. Is it your understanding that the bulk of it was released?
Oh, yes. Almost all. There are three minor redactions, and the White House officials said that they are all related to the names of foreign intelligence services.
Mm-hmm. And in her testimony this week, Condoleezza Rice described this intelligence memo as historical, meaning it dealt with al-Qaeda's past intention. You've seen the memo, not just past activities at this point, correct?
Right, and it's pretty fairly alarming. It certainly makes it clear that Osama bin Laden was determined at some point to strike inside the United States, and it makes the point in this memo that Osama bin Laden had a history of spending a lot of time preparing these attacks, and that this was something that might be years in the works.
NPR's Pam Fessler. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you. Bye.